Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Richard Allen going to be appearing in Fort Wayne Court very soon. A judge says that she wants to discuss the recent issues that have surfaced about some of the evidence in the case. I can only assume that she's talking about the Odinist conspiracy theories and all of the fantastical things that are wrapped up in that. Where do you think this is going to go? Because there's a lot of talk that this could really derail the case because of these leaks that have happened with this. Where do you think the judge is going to take this at this moment in time?
Well, it's going to be interesting because at least if we're to believe what the information that's been put forth in mainstream media is at the current time, it appears that it came from a former employee of the defense team that possibly leaked some crime scene photos and possibly other information. So she's going to get down to the bottom of it in open court and determine whether any sanctions could be levied. But my belief is, listen, if it's a former employee and they weren't an employee at the time, I just don't know how in the world that could be, you know, held against the defense team. And quite frankly, the defense team, you know, when I first read the whole Odinist report and everything, it just was so, I liked how you said it.
Fantastical.
Fanciful. Yeah, fantastical. Yeah. That's the word you use. But, you know, now they're putting a little bit of meat on the bone. Who would have thought that the guards truly had Odinist patches?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I think that would be allowed.
It was in the report. The pictures were there. And at the same time, you could look at that and go, there's a lot of people who wear patches, you know, guards, bikers, people in different communities, different types of things. And they're allowed to wear those sort of things. It also doesn't mean that patch signifies that they are a sacrificial child killer either. There are no documented cases of Odinists hurting or killing or having anything to do with sacrificial rituals like this ever, at least on American soil, to be connected. Now, do some people go in and have their rituals and this or that? Maybe. I don't know. I mean, some people, it's just kind of their belief system. It's a more paganistic way of looking at things. It doesn't always mean that everyone's getting together in a group with cloaks. But at the same point, yeah, there's enough beef on the bone where you go, is there something to this? But that really is how almost all conspiracy theories work and how they get more legs.
Right. I don't think that the Odinists went down there and sacrificially murdered these girls. But I do think that the defense is doing a good job of just possibly raising the are reasonable doubt here. I mean, they have a report regarding these Odinists. They have three individuals that have said, one admitted to it, the crime, and two others that are saying, yeah, we used to meet there. And one of them's the father of Abby's former boyfriend. So, you know, you just look at all of this and you say, really? You know, it goes from fantastical to, wait a minute, they had meetings?
Yeah.
They wore patches, you know? Yeah. And then you start just, I'm just saying from a reasonable doubt standpoint, you know.
They're painting it, without a doubt.
Yeah, no, they're painting it.
Yeah. And I mean, it is fantastical. Fantastical doesn't always mean not true. Sometimes it just means wow. But at the same point, when you go down the road of the conspiracy on this, which is fascinating to do because there are these little, you know, breadcrumbs that keep you going. It's like, well, if this has nothing to it, why would there be these breadcrumbs here? But they are, you know, without a doubt there, but they never quite lead up to, you know, the Odinists decided to randomly find these two girls who they couldn't have known were going for a walk that afternoon and suddenly raise the Odinists, let's sacrifice a kid alarm in the smoke, and then they all come running to do this. It just doesn't make a lot of logical sense. It also doesn't make a lot of logical sense that Richard Allen, who is leading a fairly normal life, has responsibilities, just goes out for a walk and kills two kids, and then even raises his hand and says, yeah, I was over there. Let me try and help you find them. Are we looking in all of the wrong places right now? Because that's really kind of what it feels like, where all of this makes no sense and none of these people are really maybe to blame.
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense because here you had Richard Allen, who they've accused, who somehow decided to, you know, get his knife mm-hmm. that would be capable of killing a human, have his gun, go on this walk. Was he just hoping to find a victim? And then he came across two little girls to victimize, having never had anything like this remotely in his background at all. But yet then he, you know, admits to it
yeah.
and calls to his mom and wife, but under horrible conditions
yeah.
of duress in a prison, you know, in solitary, in a maximum security situation. I mean, it's all a hot mess. But what bothers me about the Odinist thing, I wanted to mention,
mm-hmm.
I had never heard of Odinism. And I'm from sort of that part of the country, you know, mm-hmm. the Midwest part of the country.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'd ever heard of it.
No.
How in the world did Richard Allen, in solitary confinement, you know, 23 hours a day or whatever they have him on, out once, see these guards, notice the patches, noticed that they say Odinist on them, and then know the, you know, the importance of that? That's what my whole question is. Mm-hmm. Was he an Odinist? How does he even know about this or understand it? So I find it all fascinating that this has even come forward.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know who introduced the words Odinism into the conversation and how it got there. Was it an observation? Did he know about it? It seems that there is a certain group of people who do follow that sort of belief system there. But again, that belief system is not about sacrificing children at random. I don't know. I do question where that all came in, and the fact that we do see clear connections that people are into this sort of thing. But another point that I think is important to make when you think about it, the accusations that the guards made him confess to his wife and his mother that he did the killings, that doesn't necessarily mean that they did the killings. I could see that being just as easily a bunch of zealous guards who already have their belief that this, in their mind, this scum bucket went and killed these kids, and, you know, we're going to treat him, you know, that way, and he's going to get what he is coming to him. And if he's not going to confess in court, we're going to take this into our own hands. We'll make him confess, and we're going to do our own part. Vigilante is almost to influence the case. Not necessarily, like I said, though, that they killed her, did anything of the sort as Odinists. I could just see more being zealous guards that want to have their narrative enforced.
Right. And this is a guy who was working at CVS, living in, you know, middle-class home, doing middle-class things, having a very normal life. And now he is in a maximum security lockup where mm-hmm. only the worst of the worst are kept. And, you know, 23 hours a day
yeah.
in a cell that's 9 by 12. And we can clearly see the effect that it's had on him with the weight loss and how he looks, you know, eating papers, supposedly all these other through his tablet, just mentally losing it. And can you imagine now your guards, you know,
yeah.
every time they go by saying, you know, you did it, just tell everybody you did it. You know what yeah. happened. you know, tell what you did, just torture of that being put in your head. I think that's where they're sort of going with this. I don't know. I mean, that's how I'm picturing it, not forcefully, you know, watching over him, you know, threatening him, but more this torture of offering those as suggestions. I don't know. I have not heard his confessions. I want to hear them so badly. Whether there's meat on the bone to them, if you will.
I really wonder what those do, in fact, sound like, because I think that's going to make a big difference. And you have to take in consideration here, like you were just saying, the human aspect of this. He was living a normal life, and suddenly he's in solitary confinement 23 hours a day with no human contact. The little bit that he does have likely does not look very positive. It looks also very torturous of what he was hearing with the guards or how the guards were harassing him. At some point, you'd probably say almost anything to try and make things better for yourself or those that you love. And if you have some overzealous guards that are making threats, whether they're legitimate or not, and we don't know if they did in fact threaten him, but the allegations are there that there was threats against his family from then. Whether they had any intent of doing that or they're just trying to essentially screw with Richard Allen, you know, that in itself needs to be addressed, and those guards need to be dealt with if, in fact, they did those things, whether or not they had any intent or just being assholes.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, they've given their affidavits, of course, and they're saying no, and that they really just like the patches. They're, you know, they, you know, have a lot of excuses. I don't know. I think it's very odd to go to the effort to find an Odinist patch to have it sewn on your uniform if you're not an Odinist.
Sure.
That's my belief.
I think it's clear that they are. I mean, I don't think there's a lot of debate that they are not Odinists. I just think the debate is, you know, just because you're an Odinist, does that make you a sacrificial, you know, child killer?
Right. And I totally agree. But as you said, this isn't about them, the guards doing this. Is more about a belief system and people being a part of that were both in the community where he was housed and that committed these murders. I mean, from the defense point of view.
Yeah. We'll have to continue to watch how it all plays out. It's one twist and one turn after another on this. Who knows what's going to happen before the potential trial, if we ever even get to a trial on this. Do you think it will get there at some point in time, or will this unravel even further? And are we going to see maybe Richard Allen, you know, just walking free at some point here, or are they so dug in that this is definitely going to go that full route?
I think it's so dug in, Tony, knowing, you know, watching this case from the infancy, Tony Liggett, this whole group, you know, when the FBI was involved, when the FBI was then not involved, this group is dug in that Richard Allen is their man. They do have some compelling evidence. But I agree with you, the tapes, that's going to be their key. But they're dug in. I just think so much damage has been done at this point. I don't know, Tony. It just looks so bad. Just the decision not to put him in jail alone. I know we've discussed it before, but that's the whole reason why you don't put people who aren't convicted in maximum solitary confinement.
Yeah.
Because they're not convicted.
That.
And now you've possibly ruined his confession, which might be legitimate, but it's tainted.
It feels like they did everything and they tainted it from day one out of overzealousness of, we really want this to be our guy. And if it's not, well, you just went down a really dark road and probably ended up ruining a lot of other people's lives as well, who made very bad decisions around that assumption.
Yeah, I agree. But this is going to be one to watch closely. I think we are going to go to trial. I wonder what Judge Gold will do about the leak. And that's the big thing that's going to be decided this week.
That'll be interesting.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.